do both. You could be a chef and
still... I mean, at home chef, yeah.
Yeah. Or depending on how big your movie is, if it's a small cast, you can cook for your cast.
Yeah. No, I could definitely do that.
Ooh. You'll have to okay. If you want to look, there's on YouTube, great set of movies, like little mini like series things. I think their latest one was A Quieter Place. So it's like a parody of A Quiet Place. Yeah. And it's We Are Boss Productions with a capital W A B and P. We Are Boss Productions. Check them out. They do like RuneScape videos and yeah, they did a Dog Wars instead of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Or one of my favorites is The Justice. And he's like a vigilante, but everything goes wrong. He tries to save the day, but everything just, it's almost like, do you watch anime?
Yes.
It's like Vash the Stampede almost.
Okay, I haven't seen that, but
okay, Trigun. Yeah, Trigun. He's kinda like Vash the Stampede in a way. I just got finished watching that. Gosh, this quarantine is changing me. I'm starting to play Final Fantasy. I don't normally play video games, so Final Fantasy, and now I'm watching anime. I don't know what's happening.
I got carried away when it comes to like trying to catch up on my shows, because there's like so many I need to catch up on. So once the quarantine started, I'm like, okay, this is the perfect time. And then I never did. It's like I started watching like five different shows and then some kept dropping and then I added new ones and just, it's getting out of control. I need to finish a show before this ends.
Yeah. I usually like get halfway through a show and then you're like, ooh, new show. Click, watch, get halfway through and then you start a new one. And then before you know it, you have like 40 shows that you need to finish, but you can never finish them because you're just clicking on new stuff.
Yeah. I just started watching Cowboy Bebop. A friend told me to watch it. I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, I haven't finished it all the way, but I've started to watch it, and it's a pretty good one. Or have you watched on Netflix The Seven Deadly Sins?
Yep, I haven't watched the movie yet, but I've watched the first two seasons, yeah.
Okay, I've watched the first two seasons. I think isn't there a third season out already? Or like, I think there's a third season.
Maybe.
I don't think you meet the lion's den in the second season. Maybe you do. I don't know.
Wait, because there's the first season, then there's like a little in-between season, like four episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like the second season, which is the regular season.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it's in the second season. I don't know.
Yeah, I could be wrong too.
Let me look that up because I am on my computer. I can just, there's the Flash.
I need to catch up on that. All CW shows I need to catch up on.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't a Flash person. I was more of a Green Arrow person, but I was also more of a Batman person growing up as a kid.
Oh, yeah. No, me too.
Oh, definitely super nerd. I had, like, I think I was in preschool, and I had a Batman, like, pajama set with a cape and the mask, and I would run around the house singing the Batman song. Oh, my God. I don't know how they put up with me. Okay, so there's the movie. I see the movie. Season one. There are three seasons. Yeah.
Okay, so there are actually like three seasons, or the middle one's a like an in-between thing that I was talking about.
Oh, let me see here. So the second season was kind of like the second season was a short season, and then the movie came and explained more, and then the third season came out.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I still haven't watched the movie, but yeah, I think that's about right.
Who's your favorite character in the Seven Deadly Sins?
Oh, what's his name? I need to look at the list.
Meliodas, Bon, King, Gother.
I really like Bon, but like he was my favorite character until we met, what's his name? The last thing that they had to find, he was in the bar.
Was it the Lion Sin? I forget his name.
Yeah.
The small guy, like he's really small at night, and then he like and during the day he gets to this big muscular thing, and you're like,
yeah, what? Yeah. No, he became my new favorite character once. Like he showed up, and they're like, and when they were facing off against those two people, like, okay, this guy's not much of a fight. And then Sunrise, and he's like, oh, you don't think so, huh? I'm like, oh,
like you were. Oh, what is he? Oh gosh. The one thing we quote from that is like. Because he gets, so they'll do something and he'll point out what they're doing, goes, well, who decided that? And, or like when he knocked guy down, he's on the floor and he goes, oh, did you find something down there?
I just love like the split personality he has.
It's so cool. And I love that like he's got a little thing for Merlin. So cute. I think if anyone were like because I want to go to like SAC Anime. I've always wanted to go to SAC Anime. But I always, if I go, I want to cosplay somebody. I would want to cosplay somebody from Seven Deadly Sins, I think, or Sword Art Online. The original Sword Art aren't so Sword Art Online from the first season, not the second season.
I did not watch that. And I saw the first episode of the original, and my friend's like, that's all you need to see. I'm like, cool.
Oh, Sword Art Online?
Oh, yeah.
No, watch the whole season.
Like my friend told me it wasn't worth it, though.
It's really good. Okay, that's one person's opinion. I think you should give it another shot and just watch the series, because you never know, you might like it.
Okay, like, I'll add that to the 10 other animes I have to watch.
Sword Art Online, I actually really liked. Trigun, only one season, but really good. It's really funny. I'm like a combination between Vash, Millie, and Meryl, who are like the three kind of main characters of the show. Vash is Vash the Stampede, humanoid typhoon. It's really cool how he just, you see his character and he's so spastic and caring. And then there's Millie, who's also the same way. And I swear they're the same person, just different bodies. And then there's Meryl, who like moms the shit out of everybody. I'm like, yeah, that's me. It's so funny.
Have you seen the show? This is one of the first animes I watched. It's called Erased.
No, I have not.
It's a one season thing. It's a kind of a crime mystery, but it takes place in the personality of this dude who has a gift to kind of rewind time about 15 seconds once like something big happens.
That's cool.
And it gets to a point where like someone murders someone close to him, but instead of traveling back 15 seconds, he travels back like so and so years. So now he's back in elementary school. So he has the mind of like a 20-something-year-old in his like 8-year-old body.
That's creepy, but like kind of cool at the same time. Because I've always thought about that. It's like, what if we travel back in time with like our older mind still intact, but in our younger body? That's cool. I'll have to definitely check that out.
Yeah, and I really loved it, and it was one, because it's only one season thing, where, like, once it ended, because I binged it, and I'm like, oh, now what do I do?
Like, when a season's over, my life has no meaning. Yeah. I have no purpose.
That's why I don't binge stuff anymore, because it hurts me emotionally once it's over.
It's not just you, it's everybody who binges.
Yeah. That's why, like, I have so many shows to watch, because once I watch an episode, I'll put on something else so I don't feel the necessity to like keep going. It's just like, okay, that's the next episode, and then we'll jump back to this thing, and then I'll go back over here.
Oh yeah. Ooh, I just binged the whole season, all three seasons of Avatar: Last Airbender that they have on Netflix within like 3 days.
Yeah, no, my Matthew, my younger brother, he was doing that, and like I remember when he started doing that, and then this morning he's walking to the room and he's already on like the final episode. I was like, dude, did you just start that like 2 days ago? He's like, yeah.
He stays up because you can't really do much in quarantine right now, so you go online to do your class and then binge, basically.
Yeah. I've been trying to keep myself busy, whether it be like watching the show and then jump into like video games or just writing, just to keep myself doing something.
You write stories, or like what do you like to write about?
Well, with the cinema degree, I studied mainly screenwriting, so I do a lot of screenwriting, but also just write a lot of outlines because I don't have time to like dive into something, because I have so many ideas popping up every now and then that I just write a bunch of outlines of stuff. I'm like, I'll come back to it if it becomes something.
Nice. I remember doing that. I had this like whole movie planned out, and each character was based off of somebody I knew, and just like kind of gave them an upgrade. Not that they weren't perfect at the way they were. It was just more of like I'll give you like a fantasy story upgrade and give you a badass name and throw a little bit of that in there. Like the story of the Powerpuff Girls, you know, in the intro, sugar, spice, everything nice, chemical X.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, I did.
That's fun.
Do something like that too. Where for my final semester.
I haven't written anything in a while. I think the last thing I wrote was a song.
Oh, a song. I'm terrible at songwriting.
You wrote a song?
No, no. I said I was terrible at it.
Oh. It's. I mean, it's not like something people can pick up right away. But like, if you can either do it, just let your creative juices flow, or you could just bullshit it and just have like some crazy stupid stuff down and then kind of feel it out, and it might actually turn into something cool.
I mean, that's how most music, no, I'm kidding.
Well, nowadays, I don't know, like I'm not a fan of a lot of today's music. It just doesn't have the heart and soul like the oldies did. Like I don't know. Like, when we were in, from, like, kindergarten to, like, elementary, or all the way up till, like,
sometime between middle.
Maybe freshman year. I think that's when they had the best music come out. Like, the early, late 90s, early 2000s. And then, like, it just started going downhill from there. That's my personal opinion. But I don't really listen to mainstream stuff anymore. I'm more of, like, a rock person. And lately, I've been getting into, like, my favorite rock band right now. I have a few, but one that I absolutely love the most that I've been listening to since senior year of high school is Skillet, and they're a Christian rock band. But when you listen to their music, most times you would never guess that they're a Christian rock band, because they're not, like, praise Jesus. Like, and there's, it's not like that. It's really cool. Their latest album is called Victorious, which is one of the songs on the album. And John Cooper, who's the lead singer of Skillet, wrote that song for Chester, the lead singer of Linkin Park, when he passed.
Oh.
They weren't friends or anything. They didn't know each other, but his music, Chester's music, inspired John Cooper. And so he kind of wrote that for him. And it's such, okay, I think this is one of their best albums ever, because each song is so completely different and so versatile. They only maybe have, I think they have maybe two slow songs on there, and then they have one that's not quite their style, but they gave it a go and they did a really good job on it, and it's called Finish Line. It's kind of got like a southern vibe to it, southern rock. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's like, it's really cool. Yeah. And then their drummer just came out with some new music. Her band is called Ledger. Her name is Jen Ledger, so the band's her last name.
Okay.
Super cool. Crazy beautiful. She's really tall. I got to meet her in person. I went to a Skillet concert last August for a birthday present, and I got a meet and greet with the band, and it was so cool. They're such beautiful people. I never would have expected that. You can kind of expect it from Skillet, because they just put out all this like good energy. But meeting them in person, it's like a whole other experience. But like, she's super tall. I didn't expect her to be super tall. I didn't realize how short I was until I was standing next to her. Hi, you're really tall. And she's so sweet, and she's got this cute little like English accent, and she's killer on the drums. She nails it every single time, but her vocals are insane. And she just did a cover with my newest favorite band, which is From Ashes to New. They kind of got like a Linkin Park-y vibe to them, almost. They do the rap and the rock and roll together, which is really cool. But they did a cover of Papa Roach's Gravity.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard it.
I don't know.
Ooh. Could that be a thing, like we add in just like a snippet of the song? That's such a cool, like, I don't know if you can do that.
I don't know. That's more copyright. I know for copyright laws, I could add a song for, like, I think 5 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. The red thing. Don't mind that. Just tracks the irises. It makes my face all weird. Like, on the phone, like, here, there's, like, a red dot. So, I don't really know how to explain that.
No, I get what you mean. It's scanning your face, right?
Yeah, basically. Like, if I were to play it, do you think we'd get in trouble?
No, not really. If it's just 5 seconds, then that's fine.
Okay. I want to see if I can maybe...
And if anything, you could play it, and I'll just cut it out, because that's always the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, on a commercial. Don't you just love those? They're great. They're great things.
You don't subscribe to any like music streaming services?
I use Spotify, but I don't know if it's on Spotify.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But the female singing in there, that's Jen Ledger, and she has, her vocals are just so cool. And I actually got to do a meet and greet with From Ashes to New fairly recently when I went to the Skillet concert in February 20th with my best friend Wolf, and it was really cool. They were like, oh yeah, $60 for a meet and greet, all access pass. I was like, dude, you down? He's like, yeah, I'm down. So we did it. It was so cool. And the one person I did not like in their band was their guitar player, and he had his hair blue. So we called him the Smurf Man because I don't know his name. We called him the Smurf Man, but like his girlfriend or whoever was selling all the merch, and she's like, yeah, my boyfriend's in the band, he's a guitarist. And I was looking forward to meeting him and telling him, wow, you have a really cool girl on your hands there, just like supporting you guys and all this. And he was just like, I don't talk. He tried to do sign language, and I was like, bro, no, don't do that. I don't know if he knew sign language, but he was, I think, out of everyone, he was like the jerkiest.
I feel like most fans need a jerk, but no, I'm kidding.
Maybe, I don't know, but their band is really cool. They just released a new song called Panic, and they did a cover. they did a parody cover of 20 or Wake Me Up When September Ends, but it's Wake Me Up When 2020 Ends.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys gotta listen to that. It is so freaking hilarious. The video is even like the video, you just kind of, you watch it and you're just like, what? But it's really cool. But my favorite song from them is I think it was on their latest album. It's called My Name, just MYNAME. That's Nina.
Yeah.
But that's I think my favorite one out of their original works that I like. Their older stuff, there's a lot more screaming in it, but their newer stuff's more like melodic and have maybe just a tad bit of scream in it. I'm not a huge screamo fan, but I do like what they have to offer. So,
So mainly, like what you're into now, music wise, is just like kind of rock, just like modern rock.
I love old school rock. I love listening to Elvis. I love the Beatles. I love the
Monkees. I want to say that's a given in people our age.
What was that?
I feel like that's a given. People our age, we're all into oldies rock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's kind of what I grew up on, but I also grew up on Frank Sinatra, so.
Same.
Or even, I like Elton John and Billy Joel. Yeah. Blondie, love Blondie. Not a huge fan of Madonna.
I mean, depends.
But, what else? Eagles, Monkees.
Yeah, Monkees. You know, I don't really hear that many people talking about the Monkees that much.
Mm-mm. No. Or, Mama's in the Papas, California Dreamin'. It's a good song.
Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah, I don't know. My music style kind of goes all over the place, but lately it's been styles of rock, even like indie rock. Have you seen the TV show iZombie?
Well, yes and no. It's like one of those things when I was recording Arrow, it would be the show afterwards, so I get like the first 5 minutes, and I...
Oh, of the intro, like of the...
Yeah, before the recording song stops.
Yeah. Well, the intro song to that, that's a band that I kind of like. I don't like some of their newer stuff. It's called Dead Boy and the Elephant Man, which is a really depressing name.
It stands out. As long as it stands out.
It does. But the song's called Stop, I'm Already Dead, and it's pretty cool. I enjoy that one. I like The Killers. The Cure is also really good. I've recently started getting into Korn. I don't know what's going on with my music choices, but like Korn's pretty cool too.
Korn?
Yeah, Korn.
Like the food Korn?
It's not spelled with the C, it's spelled with a K.
So like Children of the Korn.
they're pretty hardcore. Or I like Devour the Day is a really good one, and Pop Evil is actually pretty good too. Those are the two that I also really like.
Yeah, my stuff varies as well. Like, I'm mainly into alternative rock, but like, you'll find me listening to like some random stuff too. Like, I got into this pop opera group, Italian pop opera.
Ooh.
Yeah, called Il Volo. Really recommend.
No way.
Wait, you've heard of them?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. When they first came out, I fangirled so hard. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's Gianluca, Piero, and Ignacio. Love them so much.
You're literally the first person I talked to who actually knows who they are besides like any of my family. This is amazing.
They have just like at such a young age, they had such mature voices. Like no one would expect that. They're like what, 16?
Yeah, 16, and 17, just the glow up they had too. Like they're
it blew me away. Of course, like when I was younger, I was like, oh, head over heels in love.
See, for me, I forget which one, but like he's the one who had like super chubby cheeks. I'm like, cool, I can relate to that. And then now he's like he's the most handsome of the group. Like, okay, why has that happened to you and not me?
don't even stop that. No, it was so he shed his baby face and then he got a grown man's face and he was cute before, but now it's
then he got the beard.
He what they call the glow up. Yeah, he had a glow up. I always thought he was the most attractive out of all three, but don't you say that. You are good looking. Don't say that. Oh, been sitting down too long. Oh my gosh.
I know we went off on food and now on music.
I can talk food and music. I could talk your ear off all day. I can basically talk your ear off about anything, really.
Hey, that works.
It's a disease, so feel free to stop me anytime.
No, I lost track of time just listening to you.
No, there's so much to talk about. There's so much going on that, besides politics and stuff, that I won't get into, because that just opens a whole other, door of interesting topics. We won't go there. But I can talk to you about anything at all. I've heard it all. I haven't really seen. I hope I never see it all. God, that would be scary. But I've heard quite a few things in my 24 years on this planet. But yeah, I don't know. Talk about hair color, hair cuts. Talk about, I don't know, Disneyland. They're starting to reopen Disneyland China.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's only at 25% though, so I'm intrigued how other countries are starting to open up, because I know we're not ready, even though we say we're ready, but still.
I don't know. I mean don't get me wrong, the coronavirus is a big deal. I really think that we made too much of a big deal about it, because if you look at it, basically, there's really nothing we could have done to stop it. It's a virus, a sickness, and we're doing everything we can to create a vaccine. So, but, what are you going to do? You're always going to get sick at some point.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things for me, before it, started super spreading, I was it's just something else. It's fine. And then once, everything started closing down, and I'm like, okay. I see it's a serious mood. And then once I find out I'm one of those people high at risk, I'm like, well, now I'm afraid.
Why are you high risk?
My asthma.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things like coworkers always say, hey, when are you coming back? I'm like, when there's a good chance I won't die.
Basically. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all good. I'm enjoying life inside. Maybe a little bit too much. It's one of those things once stay-at-home orders. Don't hate me for this, anybody listening, but once those kind of went indefinite, I could stay home.
What can I do at home? Wreak havoc upon the whole household.
Because I'm mostly an introvert, so being at home is not a problem. I'm enjoying it way too much than it really is.
I mean, I don't know. You can't. Well, with asthma, can you go outside your house at all?
I mean, I can. I go out for walks with my dog at night in just my neighborhood. It's everyone here, I pseudo trust them. Yeah, I trust them. Like, I still do social distancing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wash my hands. Just make sure I don't poke my face, which is the hardest, because once they told you don't touch your face, it's the only thing I wanted to do.
Yeah, you know, great way around that. Also, a really terrible way around that is to get a hot sauce on your, just rub your hands in hot sauce, and then if you touch your face, it burns. But you learn not to touch your face. Definitely learn not to touch your face after that.
You know, it's gotten better, but as I'm touching my face, but
it's a habit.
Gone out only like three times. Once to go with my buddy, my little brother Matthew, to his place in Sac, just to water the plants and stuff, like not touch anything. And then I went to go visit a friend of mine for his birthday. I sat in my car, he sat in his driveway, and we talked from a distance. But like, I'm afraid of going back to work because we're going to people's cars, like random people, and it's one of those things, like, I don't know, I don't want to risk the biscuit, you know?
Yeah, that's not like, or even like Uber. I'm even like skeptical. Like, I have to spray. If we get DoorDash or whatever, we spray down the handles of the bag, or we get the Lysol wipes and just wipe it down.
Yeah.
Cause you never know. And my mom and my dad, they have like health issues, so they're at higher risk than I am. And so, but. I feel kind of lucky because we have hills behind my house, but there are also trails that go up the hills, and not a lot of people know about them. And so I like to go explore up there. And I walk, oh gosh, I've walked all the way to the big slide park and back from South Vallejo.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that, like, I can entertain myself in my house for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now with the way work is, where like I'm on call, like they're still paying me like to be home, but like I don't know how long that's gonna last, or how long they're gonna, like, business wise think, why are we paying this guy to just sit at home? So yeah. I've been looking at other jobs, trying. Well, I've always been trying to find a job that uses my cinema degree, which is hard to do. But right now I'm also looking at jobs that are better paying and might be work from home style.
Yeah, I mean, you can always even, like, I know not a lot of people like the idea, but like go into the food industry, go back into the food industry, because they do need people in there helping. You know, it gives you something to do until you can get your job back. But because you have asthma, I don't know how that's gonna.
Yeah, I'll be in the same boat. It's just one of those things. I'm hoping to get like a video editing job at the most, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I may or may not have broken something on this desk, but we'll see.
Well, it's interesting just talking with you, because we didn't really talk too much to each other at St. Dominic's at all.
No.
You kind of kept to yourself. You were really quiet.
I still am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it's just you seem a little bit more talkative now that we're, like, actually connecting and stuff. But it's good to see, like, that you're doing well.
Yeah, same here. I'm glad to see you're doing well as well.
Thank you. Yeah, just looking after our parents and my animals.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of animals do you have?
I have two cats and a three-legged dog.
Aw.
Yeah, her name's Peggy. Because she has three legs.
Yeah.
She was my grandfather's dog, and when he passed, we took her in, but he named her Peggy, so we call her Peg Leg. Also affectionately call her the pig, because she'll eat my other cat's food. Her food's not enough for her, so call her Piggy or Fatty, or like sometimes if she's really mad, she'll all dogs do this when they get mad or upset or stressed, like they'll poop in the house. And she knows better, so we call her the poo sometimes. Yeah. She's cute, though. She milks the three legs. If you meet her, she's like, hi, I have three legs. They don't feed me or give me enough attention. Can you love me? Yeah, that's basically her.
Any dogs like this, I instantly fall into that trap. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. And they'll be like an hour late. I'm like, I'm still scratching you. When can I stop?
Yeah, she's very particular about who she comes up to, though. She's she's, if you're tall, she gets scared very easily. So you have to like crouch down and like show your hand to her, and then she'll eventually do that. There's one kid that, or one of my friends, we're not really friends anymore, but he came over to visit, and she came up to the door. She saw him. She went, and then just bolted the other way.
Aww.
I was like, oh, she doesn't like you. So I was like, she's not the only one. No, I'm just kidding.
Oof.
I'm not that mean. I'm not that mean. Nah, he's an interesting character, that buddy. And then I have a black and white cat named Phantom. And I've had him since like the fifth grade, since he was a kitten. And he, wow, we call him Phantom because he's got like the Phantom of the Opera mask thing going on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He is the epitome of a scaredy cat. And he meows for literally no reason at all. I don't know. Like, we give him food. He just looks at it and looks at us and meows. He meows. We open the door. Sometimes he wants to go outside. Sometimes he doesn't. We pick him up, and then he stops meowing. So it's like, I don't know whether you want food, attention, or to go outside and be free. I don't know. And then we took in a stray. Well, actually, technically, I took in a stray. But I think she was someone's cat at some point, because she definitely, she'll allow you to pick her up. She'll allow you to pet her. She'll walk up to you willy-nilly. Well, sometimes. Depends on the person. She had to have been someone's pet. And the saddest thing is, my neighborhood is a neighborhood where people dump their pets, and it makes me so mad. I hate it. But so I took her in, just this past winter, she lost a lot of weight, so I actually brought her in, took her to the vet, and poor cat, she had almost, she had like a cyst going on, and then she had like, we don't know if she has leukemia or not still, but we took her in, she's emaciated, gave her food, and then she got fat, and now she's back outside doing really well. But she's got a sassy meow. She, like, if I were a cat, because I'm pretty sassy myself, if I were a cat, that would be her. It would be her. If, like, I would be her. There we go. She's got, like, if you have food, she will meow at you. Like, give me the food now. I want it right now. Or like in the morning when I get up to go to the bathroom, I have the window open, and she's like right out there just meowing, and the meows get louder and louder and louder until you go outside and give her her food. She's very demanding. Her meow's kind of grumpy, which is really funny to hear. And it's like grumpy and aggressive, but like in a cute, like high-pitched meow. I don't really know how to explain it. It's like you kind of have to be there to see it and to hear it.
Yeah.
But she's super cute, and sometimes she'll get along with my dog, other times she won't. But yeah. Those are my babies for now, until I decide I want a bigger dog. I love big dogs, so hopefully I can get a big dog soon.
Yeah, right now, my family and I, we have a lemon beagle right now.
A beagle?
Yeah, well, a lemon beagle, so he's a mix of like a lot of things, but mainly beagle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fun. He barks at everything, but...
Beagles are so they are smart dogs. I will tell you that. They are very smart.
It's give and take with them.
Very stubborn. Very smart and very stubborn.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is, because it's give and take. Like, some things he'll do, like, wow, that's really smart of you. But then there's other things, and like, come on, don't be a dumb dog.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Battery's low. But beagles are so great. I had a friend who had two beagles, and Ziggy and Hemingway were their names. And they knew the word laser. You know the little laser pointers that like you would tease cats with? They lived for that thing.
Well, my dog does the same thing.
Oh, yes. They know the word. You say laser and they just would lose their shit. And you would go down to like where the basement stairs were. You'd put the laser in and shine it down the stairs and then walk around, and they'd follow you and you'd point it in the other room. But there's a baby gate so you can't get to it. So they'd run out the house, howling, go through the dog door, howl through the backyard, come in, running up the stairs and through into the other room until they could get it, but then they could never get it. And it was just, it's sad that we get amusement from that, but it's really funny.
Yeah. Oh, I heard something, so.
Oh, Why? Someone's squeaky brakes are outside my window.
I thought it was my window. I was like, what?
It could have been both, maybe. I don't know. Where, like, I'm situated in the house, like, my room is, like, right next to the street.
Mm.
I always had to worry about that because some people have actually come in through my fence and walked in my, like, on the side yard here. And it's really scary. So, it's like, oh, wow. Hmm. There's that. Or, they'll smoke weed on the side of the house and I have my window open and then my door is open and my mom thinks I'm smoking weed and I'm like, no, no, not me. I'm clean, mom. I'm pure. I swear. Like the worst I ever do is like, just have some alcohol. That's about it.
Speaking of alcohol, I tried these, the Heineken Zeros.
Is that the seltzer water?
No, it's basically beer without alcohol. It tastes like beer. It's beer. It's basically beer. It's water and whatever if you put in beer, just minus the alcohol.
Hops, water and hops.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It's not bad. I really enjoyed it. And it's one of those things that I'm like, man, I can't wait to go to a party, bring like a 12-pack of those and not tell anyone and just start chugging it and tricking people that,
oh my God.
That I can handle my alcohol.
Oh, wow. Ooh, I have a family member who brews their own beer.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And right now they made a bitter ale, and then they make during the summer months, spring and summer, they make a pineapple cider. During the fall and winter, he brews an apple cider, and it's so good. It's like got a real cinnamony flavor to it. It's so good. It tastes like apple pie, to be honest with you. It really just does. The alcoholic apple pie.
I gotta try that. It sounds intriguing.
It is. It's really good. Well, maybe I can grab a few bottles from him and like deliver some to you so you could try it out. It's super good. He's also made a stout. He's made an IPA. He's like, oh, it's wonderful. Everything he's made. He made the pineapple cider, but with champagne yeast instead of bread yeast. And the champagne yeast made it really bitter and did not taste good at all. And like it did something to the pineapple juices. It's just weird. But it's really good. I really enjoy it. And I'm not really a beer person. If I'm going to drink, it's always been go hard or go home. Like my go-tos are bourbon, rum, well, rum number one, but bourbon and tequila.
Yeah, you would not have a fun time with me going out. I'm that guy who's like, hey, one water all around for everyone.
water is the key to drinking.
Well, that's it. No. It's like one of those things, like when I'm at my friends, I'm like, okay, how much is that? You should have a water next.
Oh, you parent your friends when they're drinking. I see. I do the same thing. No, it's make good choices. Make sure you're doing okay. You need a water, buddy. Time for a little water. How about some bread? You need some bread in that system. Like,
whenever I had friends over, they're like, hey, you got anything to drink? I'm like, yes, tap or bottled?
Tap water or bottled water? Oh my goodness. I've also like grown accustomed to wine. I've got like a acquired taste for wine now. I really like that. I have my two favorite wineries are Visa Tui and Castilla de Amorosa in Calistoga area.
They sound fancy.
They're owned by the same person. And
that's cheating. No, I'm kidding.
The wine there in both places are like it's just so delicious. And the guy built Castillo de Amorosa for his wife, and it's an actual legit castle with a moat. It's got dungeons. It's got everything. It's got a restaurant inside. It's got a dining hall, like a huge dining hall. You can take a tour. I think it was, if you want to do a self tour for three, it's about $90, give or take. That's not bad. And you get, I think when you're done with your tour, you go down and taste the wines and you get a selection of five. And they have whites, reds, desserts. And like, I guess there's like a premium thing that you can check too, but that's a little bit, that's like 10 extra dollars if you want to do it. They give you breadsticks or whatever, but
ooh, I'm in for the breadsticks.
Yeah. They have, what's it? They're sweet. One of their sweet wines. It's like, it's more of like, it's not quite a white. It's more like a pink. It's called La Fantasia. It is super sweet. It is so delicious. It's to die for, but you can only buy their wines at the winery. You cannot buy it anywhere else.
Yeah, it seems like a legit winery.
Yeah. And I think that's the same way with Visa Tui. And Visa Tui is a really pretty place. It's more of like an Italian villa kind of vibe to it. And sometimes they'll have barbecues out there, and they have their own like little, they're in their wine shop. They have like kind of like a deli, which is really cool. And they make their own grape juice there too. I mean, winery, why not, right?
Yeah.
Their grape juice is so good. It's delicious. I don't really know how else. Yeah.
Wait, does the grape juice only be able to purchase from there too? Or can I buy that like a store or something?
I think you can only buy it there as well.
Dang it. Well, I'll get there next year.
Yeah, or when they reopen. I don't know when that's going to be. I'm hoping soon. Because I've already promised like 3 people that I would take them with me to go. Because they live in Modesto, and we actually, Wolf and I met them at the concert, and they like absolutely the best people ever. One's name, he likes to be called Panda, but his name is Michael, and he is a character. Absolutely love him. He's just got an infectious energy about him. He's just a great smile. When he smiles, you smile. When he laughs, it makes you want to laugh. He just gives you an all-around good vibe. He's such a like happy soul. I absolutely love him to death. Big teddy bear. And then there's and Zeke. He's my short buddy. We were at the concert together, and I was like, because he and Wolf were at the concert, and Wolf and I were at the concert, and he and Panda were at the concert, and Wolf and I were at the concert, and Panda and Wolf were they're tall, so they were having a little bromance.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I feel third wheelish. How about you? So we ended up sticking together and hanging out, and I was like, I'm sure people got to stick together. So anytime there was like an opening, we'd kind of nudge each other and be like, hey, buddy, there's a spot there. We can get closer to the stage. We didn't get very far, but it was pretty cool. We actually just recently, I found a loophole to the social distancing. It's a technical loophole. You still have to social distance, but a way to see everybody is go to the drive-in movies.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Because you can even get your chairs and like just set up your chairs outside and watch the movie, although it was raining this past time that I went. So not the best. Also, there was like raining and thunderstorms, but it was really cool. We saw Jumanji and Bad Boys, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was an interesting take on the newest Jumanji thing. It was pretty cool. Seeing The Rock try to be Danny DeVito was amazing.
I haven't seen the new one yet, so.
Well, Danny DeVito's
in it. Oh, I heard about that. That's like one of the reasons why I want to go see it. Well, want to rent it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's the Concord drive-ins. I think maybe there's one in Dixon. I don't know if that area, that's kind of far. Concord's closer.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they might. They might be showing it at the Concord. It was called West Solano or something like that. Drive-ins in Concord. Let's see. Oh, West Wind. Yeah, something. That was close. West Wind Solano Drive-In. There's a long line when they open. We missed half of Jumanji because of the line. It's a long line to get in.
Yeah, because those things are going to come back in fashion.
Yeah, no, a lot of, like, old things are going to be coming back. I'm really excited for it. There was talk about bringing the old, like, the milkman back.
Yeah. Oh. That makes sense.
They're not showing Jumanji anymore. They're showing, they have at 12:55 a.m. tonight.
Ooh, that's past my bedtime.
I guess. They have Zombieland, and then at 8:50... They're open late. Wait, oh, that's because today's Friday. Duh. Okay. At 8:00, they have The Hunt, and at 10:45, they have The Invisible Man. And then at 8:50, the other one is at 8:50, Impact Shrek.
I'm sorry, what was the last one?
I quote Shrek often.
Oh, it's Trek. Sorry, you cut out like once you said and. I'm like, what is it?
Dramatic pause. Wait for it. Shrek. Ooh. Shrek was my childhood, so I'm really excited about that. I quote Shrek like almost on the daily.
And Smash Mouth. Don't forget Smash Mouth.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. This week, my mom's been going through a lot of old photos and like some of the CDs and like the photos box. So she's like, what's this one? And it had my name on it, and it was from my grandfather. I'm like, well, I have no idea. So I plugged the DVD in, and then it's just this photo gallery that I sent him. I'm like, aw. And then it clicked in my head. I'm like, wait a second. I remember what music I put on this, and me and Maddie listened to Smash Mouth while looking at old photos.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. That kind of almost reminds me, do you remember the graduation video from eighth grade where we, like, it was an American Idol theme?
Yeah.
Dude, I think we had the best graduating part, like, graduating theme party ever. That was so cool.
It's crazy to think how long ago that is, but also it just feels like it was just recent, too, you know?
It definitely feels like that. Like, it's funny, because, like, the other day I had, like, this really crazy dream that I was back at St. Dominic's. Like, I was in college class. I was, like, in one of my classes at college, and then they were like, oh, no, you need to go back and repeat a grade. I go, what do you mean I need to go back and repeat a grade? Yeah, and I ended up being in Miss Kirkman's class. In the St. Dominic's uniform, I'm like, I'm way too old to be in this class. Hell. But it's like, I would see some of our old, like, classmates, and I'm like, wait, this is so weird. Does everybody have to repeat this class? Oh, Miss Kirkman retired.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mrs. Skinner's still there, but Mrs. Kirkman retired, and Mrs. Sims, do you remember her? Oh my god.
Yeah.
She no longer works there. Ooh. Yeah, right?
I'm not gonna say anything, but I'm just gonna be like, yeah.
I think she was the teacher that gave out the most attentions for either missing assignments or like the stupid chair class would pull.
Yep.
Are you gonna go through everyone in St. Dominic's that was in our class?
I don't know if I'm gonna go through everyone, but I'm gonna try my best and going through the ones that at least I vaguely remember. At least it's gonna be the best that I could do. It as long as I remember them, they remember me. Then yeah, that should be it.
No, that anybody could forget you. I mean, like, you.
I am forgettable.
Granted, you didn't really talk a lot, but, like, I think people really appreciated that you were really quiet.
That sounds like a me thing.
Yeah, like, you kept to yourself. You didn't really get into anybody's business. Like, everybody was getting into everybody's business, and it was just, I don't know.
I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, I am socially quiet in, like, a lot of things. But it's also one of the other things is I never know what's really going on. I just like what I'm lost.
That was me in high school. And I went to chess club because I didn't know what was going on. I guess like everyone was talking about like all the parties to go to and what drugs were at certain parties. And I was like, yeah, that's not really my thing. Chess club. Loner. Woo! Let's go.
Yeah, that was me in high school up until I would say junior year, and then I just like found like my group, and I've been friends with them ever since.
Nice. I think I found my group when I was at Bethel, which is kind of odd to say. Like, I mean, part of my junior year, like some of the group that I have now are from St. Pat's, majority are from Bethel, and then when I went to Solano, I made a lot of cool friendships there that I still talk to. And so I was in the theater program there, the drama department. It was really fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we put on a showcase. I remember I even performed. We got a band together, and my friend Aurora and I were the lead singers. My boyfriend at the time was on the drums, and our friend Daniel played guitar. And everybody was like obsessed with Daniel because he had this long, beautiful, flowy hair. I guess I couldn't really see what the appeal was. I really enjoyed talking with him because we just had deep conversations about all kinds of weird stuff, like stupid stuff. Like, what is the meaning of purple? Like, just out of nowhere, because everyone else is just worried about other things. We're just like, you know what? Let's talk about something completely obscure, because why not?
You just remind me of a conversation I had with a friend of mine. I had a friend like that too. Just a tall dude. Yeah, he had long hair. His name was Connor. Oh man, I miss him. But we were having this conversation senior year. It was about death and something.
Oh wow.
It wasn't like something like that, like bad. We were just, it was a subject of what we were talking about. And I just kind of said to him, like, yeah, death is a privilege. And he stopped me. He's like, I've never heard you say words like that before. I'm like, neither have I.
Death is a privilege?
I don't know what the subject of the conversation was, but I said that, those words, and threw him all the way off.
Aren't those the best moments, though? Like, when you can just throw people off the weird shit that we say, it's like... But, like, I understand that, though. I do. I'm not trying to get into any morbid conversation. Granted, I have a really morbid sense of humor. But, like, I definitely understand that. Like, it kind of... I don't know. Like, in Harry Potter, Dumbledore... don't pity the dead, Harry. Pity the living. And above all, pity those who live without love. It's a good quote. I remember you were reading, I think, one of our conversations we ever had, where you were sitting at lunch in the parish hall, and you were talking to me about Harry Potter and how you were reading listening to the audiobooks.
Never finished those.
Oh my gosh, you have to finish the books. The books are amazing.
Look, if I start a conversation of why I'd never finish any books I've ever read, you're going to hate me.
Why is that? Okay, go ahead, tell me.
I'm a lazy, lazy reader. I will start reading a book, and it's just going to get to a point where I'm like, I'm going to put you down, and then I'll never go back to it. And, like, even reading, it depends. It has to either hook me. Yeah, audiobooks, the same thing. I can't sit down and I can't listen to them without being like, I'll come back to you later, and never come back to them.
Well, I don't know about like audiobooks for Harry Potter, but like
I have like 10 saved audiobooks on my phone that I've started one and I've never went back to any of them. And I feel so bad about it because like I pay for it because I wanted to listen to it or I wanted to read it, and I'm like, I'll get to them eventually, but I'm not. I know I'm not.
Well, you know, we are the generation of procrastinators, so...
It's not procrastinating, it's just I'll read it and be like, nah.
I'll get back to it eventually.
Yeah, it took me 20 years to finish James and the Giant Peach.
Oh. It's a good story.
It is. It was one of those things where, like, I don't remember when I started reading it, but last year we were going through our, like, kind of bookshelves, and I found it in, like, the back, and it had a bookmarker, which I knew was mine. I'm like, oh, God. I need to finish this.
Nice.
So I finished the last 20 pages that I guess I never wanted to read, and I threw it in a donation box.
In the donation box. Well, hopefully some cool kid got it.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping someone takes good care of it like I never did.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's so many people out there who, like, especially, well, kids nowadays, I notice, are liking to read a lot more. Like, I feel like our generation, we just didn't want to read until, like, later in life. And now we're just like, yeah, books are great. And now kids these days are like, yay, books!
Yeah. Well, yeah. That reading phase has not hit me yet. It hasn't, and I don't know if it will.
Some people are just not readers, and that's okay.
Yeah, but it's weird I'm a writer, but not a reader.
I have... So I was redoing my room, and I no longer have a bed. I'm on a futon, but I took out my closet, or the hangers and stuff, and everything in my closet. Rebuilt the shelves and everything, so it's my reading nook / sleeping spot. And so I have, let's see, two shelves on this side full of books, and one shelf on this side full of books. And then at the very top, there's my figure books and cap and gown. And then I have a, I don't know, but like I have so many books,
so many books that I haven't read all of them. I have not read all of them, but I keep buying more books because I shouldn't, because I have stuff here that I haven't read.
Yep. No, that's how I am with audiobooks.
I haven't gone into audiobooks yet, but we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know how I amazed myself every time I had to do a book report in high school and never really reading the book all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Still got B's. Don't know how.
Oh, one book I picked up in middle school, it was like sixth grade. I actually stole it from the little live bookshelf library that they had there. It was The Lightning Thief.
Huh. And you became a thief in stealing it.
Yeah.
Oh. Froze again. Oh, wait. Oh.
The copy I took from her class, this one right here. I can even show you, it has the, there should be, I guess I was using that as a bookmark. Oh, I swear, there was like, they had, maybe it just like fell off, but there was like a little thing right here for the checkout times for the book.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think it fell out, but this was the very book I took.
Oh, the whole trade's over. This was just to get you to confess.
I confess, guys. I did it. The one bad thing, I stole a book from my classroom, and it wasn't even a textbook.
Who wants to steal a textbook? Well, actually, there are people who would want to. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. It's, oh yeah. Oh, and it's funny because I also have the book called The Book Thief, and I'm like, what a coincidence. Yeah, I got. Oh gosh, I have so many. It's a lot of fantasy books. They're cool. I have the whole Narnia series in this one big thick book. It's about like this thick.
I feel like we've had a conversation back in St. Thomas about the Narnia books.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so that is my favorite book series, hands down. C.S. Lewis is my favorite author. I have the lamppost tattooed on my back. Yeah, pretty cool. I think if I were to say my favorite book, though, just overall, would be Perks of Being a Wallflower. It was a great movie, by the way, as well.
I've seen the trailer.
I recommend watching the movie. It's a very good movie, although I wouldn't say read the book because you might not finish it. So,
I mean, you can tell me to do it. Will I? I don't know.
That's the world may never know. How many licks does it take to get the center of a tootsie pop? One, two, a three, crunch. The world may never know.
I had this bad habit when it came to reading books as a kid. Is I would read the last page of a book before reading the book just so I could get an idea of where it was going.
I know, people do that though.
Wait, like, that's a thing?
I'd read this because it gives you, like, on the very back of the book, it gives you a summary of what's kind of, like, what the book's about. Like, well, on the back of this one, it says, "Dear mortal reader, I have sworn upon the river of Styx that the events in this book are purely fictional." And it kind of catches you that way. It's like almost like clickbait.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, the last page of the story.
I know. I wouldn't do that, though. I couldn't do that.
I don't know why I did that as a kid, but that was just something I did to judge a book.
375 pages. I remember thinking when I was, like, little, maybe in middle school, I think I didn't really start to, like, love to read till maybe about 7th or 8th grade is where I really started to get into it, and, like, I remember around then, that's when, like, the Twilight thing just became a huge thing, and so that's one of the other, like, first book series I ever read. I had, like, the audio things for Narnia, so I would listen to it, but as far as books go, although I think the only one I didn't have was New Moon. I borrowed that from, like, Natalie. Do you remember Natalie J?
Yes. I'm hoping to get her on the show too.
Ooh, maybe. I don't know. She's been pretty busy. I haven't really talked to her much.
Yeah, she told me she's working two jobs and such. So I told her I understand whenever she's free type of thing.
Yeah, it's, well, especially now, it's like, it's really hard. So to find free time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're working two jobs, yes. I know, I think she was working, I remember she wanted to be a cardiologist when she was in middle school. And she went to St. Mary's College for her medical degree, I think. Or get like something in science, biology or something like that. And then I think she's working in a hospital. I don't know for sure. We kind of school, so which is fine. I mean, like when I got to high school my freshman year, I kind of just like left everyone from St. Dominic's and didn't hang out with them, and I went and found other people, and I was like, new people, hi.
I was completely opposite. I was lost in high school. I'm like, there's got to be someone I know. So I stuck to like Boston most of the time.
Boston. Oh, do you remember Trey?
Yeah, I did go to high school with him, but I never really hung out with him.
So you didn't miss out on much. Or do you remember, Kieran went to Benicia High.
Yeah, no, he's part of my close friends now. Once I kind of like found him there, it was kind of like perfect, like knowing someone, and we hung out then. But he's friends with everybody. There's nothing to gain there.
No, he is such a funny person. Like, I remember he and I used to get into like these arguments after school in the after school care when he was there, and but we were cool with each other at one point, and then like he left. He went to Benicia Middle and then Benicia High, but we reconnected recently, and like he's just such a funny, cool guy. Like, why did we even just not be friends in elementary school? I was so mad. I was like, I really want him to be your friend because he's so cool.
Mm-hmm. It's weird how kind of, like, different, like, we've become. Like, mm-hmm. There's still, like, the same core values I think everyone still has. It's just that, like, the growing process, they've changed into, like, someone else as well. They've grown into.
Definitely. Like, I tried to forget a lot about like St. Dominic's because I know I wasn't like the best person to be around. I was going through a lot at the time too, so like people didn't really know what I was going through, and so I kind of like acted out at school sometimes because of it, and so people had their perceptions of me, and I don't think they actually really knew the real me. So hopefully like we can all get together and have a reunion after this is done, and we can like share our stories of where we've been and what's new with us, you know. And I think that's really cool that what you're doing for your podcast, that you're connecting with people from St. Dominic's of your past, and I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I admire that. I do not have the balls to do that. I just I'm just living my life. They want to come find me on Facebook.
Yeah, that's how I kind of was, like, once that was all over, my that's done. But then, like, this idea of the podcast came, like, I wonder how everyone is doing it. Like, because, yeah, back then I was just a quiet dude. I didn't really get to know everybody. I just kind of did my own, like, I just steamrolled, like, okay, school, let's finish that. So now I'm like...
It's, like, the best thing you could have ever done for yourself. So, like, good for you. And I mean that in the most like non-sarcastic way possible.
Oh no, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, sorry, I am a fairly sarcastic person, so some things I say come out sarcastic. I don't mean to.
I get you. It doesn't help when like it's freezing halfway through a sentence, but that's on technology. That's not on you.
Oh no, what'd you say?
I was talking about how bad the freezing was, and I guess it didn't like me for that, saying that.
Oh, yeah. Zoom's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah, but it helps with the recording process. It's just an easy button.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you just hit record.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Wolf and I do with, like, I'm taking the final in a little bit. I got to give him a... Got to hang up here in just a minute and give him a call so he can work on the final.
Like, yeah, I don't want to keep you from that.
Questions. Oh, no, you're good. I'm enjoying catching up and talking because, like, I know we haven't really, like, we didn't really talk, like I said, back in middle school or whatever. So getting the chance to, like, talk to you and have, like,
both you and I open up to each other about like where we are in our lives is so cool. I really appreciate you asking me to do this. This is fun.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you away from your final.
I mean, it's due tomorrow, but
you'd rather get it done now.
Like, I'd rather just get it done. We were supposed to get it done, I think, Monday or Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. And I just had a lot going on because I had to finish my midterm. I was a teacher's assistant for a self-defense and firearms class at DVC. Super fun, by the way. Super, super fun. To anyone listening, please get yourself like educated in self-defense. It doesn't have to be karate. It could just learn defensive tactics to defend yourself. It will help. I guarantee 100%. It will just make you feel so much safer. It's wonderful. I actually took a self-defense class a few years ago, 2014. And about 2 weeks after, I actually applied what I learned. I know it was unfortunate circumstances, but like I felt pretty badass afterwards. I was like, yeah, I kicked butt. There was a guy who lived up the street from me. We were roughly around the same age. We played together as kids, and he just wouldn't take no for an answer. And he's like, hey, let's go out. Let's come here. Why are you walking away? And he grabbed my arm, and I was like, don't touch me. And then he started pulling me, and I grabbed his arm, put him in an arm bar, and pushed up. So I dislocated his shoulder. Oof. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm definitely not a violent person. It's just, you know.
It's self-defense.
Like, yeah. I mean, people in, I guess, St. Dominic's might have said otherwise. Again, like I said, I was going through a lot back then, so I'm definitely not the person who I was. Definitely mellowed out a lot more. Still really loud, still kind of like, ooh, squirrel, but toned down quite a bit. So we'll see how that goes. But it was really cool just to know that I was able to defend myself. Just by that. You know, it's a scary thing when you have someone who's not necessarily attacking you, but definitely trying to either cause you harm or force you to do something you don't want to do. And being able to stop it is a great, great feeling.
Yeah.
So anybody looking to do self-defense or interested in self-defense, not karate, I'm not a karate teacher, but I can definitely teach you some things about wrist locks, arm bars, and stuff like that. All kinds of cool stuff. Not an expert, but I know a lot. That's fun. So that's actually how Wolf and I met, was through the self-defense class.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, we met last semester, and we bonded over the fact that we loved Skillet, and then we kind of talked throughout the winter, we kind of talked throughout the winter, and then when we came back in January, we had the same classes together, and just we've been friends ever since. Great person.
That's awesome.
So this kid love him to death. He, on the first day of class, both classes, wore a shirt with a wolf head on it. Like, it can't get any better than that. He's pretty cool. But yeah, so we're gonna take our final. We've been doing our homework, like our quizzes, together on through Zoom, just double checking, like, hey, could you put this answer? Technically not cheating.
It's like you're in class.
Yeah, basically. That's the way I see it. You know, I'm just having another class session with one of my classmates here. Just not cheating at all. We're helping each other out.
And that's what you gotta do in life. You gotta help people out.
Yeah, but it's actually really cool that our teacher is allowing us to work together on the final. 74 questions and only 2 hours to get it done.
That what?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there are multiple choice, but then you have to scroll and read through everything, and there's, like, I hate when they do that. They have a question, and they give you a timed test, but they give you a long list of answers that could possibly be the answer for the question.
Yeah.
It takes me an hour just to go through that list. So we'll see how that goes, but
he's kind of waiting on me, so I gotta go.
This was a great talk. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Let me. I mean, like, if you want to do another Zoom conversation, like,
I'm hoping when like things get back to normal, like people could get together, like we could actually like meet up in person and record, or like do something while recording.
Ooh, that would be fun. Like a barbecue or beach day. We can go to the beach. We don't have to swim. We could just enjoy the beach has to offer, the sound of the waves. Barbecue, like you could play like volleyball, you could play with the football. It's good, all good stuff.
Don't get me with football. I'm very competitive in sports.
Oh my gosh, football. Here I am saying I have to go, or carry on, I never come.
We'll have a part two another day. How about that? Because we could talk for hours, it seems.
Something... I know. Wait, when did we get on? We got on at 3. It's about
5:40. That's almost 3 hours. This is my longest episode, I think.
Really? Oh my
God. I'm gonna, like, I'm saying this now, but I always dread the editing portion because I have to listen through the whole thing again and edit through it. And, like, a regular hour-long podcast takes me about 3 hours because I have to stop and pause and edit. So this is going to take me a good week.
Well, and then when you're listening back, you hear all the food conversations and you're going to be like, damn it, Nina.
No, I'm going to snack while editing. I'm making sure I don't get hungry.
Just make sure you're eating while you're editing it so that way you don't get hungry. Mm-hmm. I think that's a helpful tip. That might work. I don't know.
We'll find out. I'll let you know.
Yeah, test the theory out. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for coming on.
I look forward to talking with you soon. And send me the link to your podcast, and I'll look it up.
Yeah. Do you have an iPhone?
I do not. I have an Android.
Okay, but you said you had Spotify, right?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, I'm on Spotify.
Okay. Alrighty. What's your, do you have like a username, or is it just your?
It's just the podcast. It's called Where We Reminisce. Should have my name underneath it. I don't have a Spotify, so I can't really check.
Got it.
Awesome. That's a good place to end follow. It.
Yes. Okay, so there's all episodes. So there's 8 episodes currently.
Currently, yes. I'm going to have 2 more. It's going to be episode number 10, I believe.
Or if it takes you a longer time to edit, episode number 20.
No, I feel like the long episodes are when I get to, like, other, like, because there's a friend of mine, he wants to be on, like, he's one of my best friends, but, like, I got so much to talk about, I'm like, you'll be the season finale, how about that?
Haha, season finale. Definitely, that'd be cool. Wouldn't that be something? Alright, okay.
Okay, yeah, I gotta let you go.